For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we're about 90 minutes through the show. We got about 90 minutes left. It's time for some halftime entertainment.
And now your halftime entertainment.
And we have a special guest for halftime entertainment because he was entertaining us this weekend. He is the voice of the Carolina Thunderbirds hockey team. And this worked out perfectly because, Jeremy, you were at the game.
I was.
Victoria, do we have the call before we bring on Brett Wiseman? Here is what Brett Wiseman called when all of a sudden we got one of the greatest things you can get in hockey, two goalies squaring off. Here's what it sounded like.
Oh, goalie fight! Goalie fight! Lyric and Babic, here we go! Oh my goodness, this is happening! Babic and Lyric! Going at it. Babic, a right, a right, a right, a left, a right. Babic, go, Boris. Go, Boris, go. Boris throwing right hands. He and Wyrick. Boris has Wyrick on the takedown. Boris Babic, you beauty.
He is Brett Wiseman. Follow him on Twitter at Broadcast Brett, the voice of the Carolina Thunderbirds. Brett, welcome to the program. How you doing, sir?
How's it going, Hayes?
It's going great, man. It's great to have you. The enthusiasm you showed there, it was 100% authentic. You were, if you watch the camera pans, and you're sort of watching all the action on the ice, and then when you realize it's a goalie fight, you brought the energy that everyone should have. Jeremy, you tweeted almost in the way that Brad talked. I think it was like all caps with an exclamation point. Goalie fight!
Yes.
How cool was it to call a goalie fight? And what is this, your, you know, eighth or ninth or tenth game? You're in your first season, correct?
Yeah, this is my third week with the team, and I've already had a goalie fight. And about 5 minutes before we went on the air, ESPN sent me a DM and picked up the clip. So it's you know, we're 72 hours removed, and it only seems to be getting bigger.
Fantastic. Well, tell us what it was like. I mean, what were you feeling when you saw a goalie fight? Something that, you know, you could go 10 seasons and never call, right? Like, what was it like when you saw a goalie fight?
It was, you know, it was kind of just like I called it. It was a, oh, my gosh, this is happening, which I believe I said. It was kind of that, oh, wow, moment. This is actually going to happen. It was amazing to call. I think I lost track of which hand was left and which hand was right. Just kind of got, I'm going to be honest, it was an out-of-body experience. I was kind of just, I was in the moment, and just an amazing thing to call and to be a part of, and the energy in the building was nuts.
So I was there. I was there with my son watching the game. By the way, my son thought that was the most entertaining part of the game. I don't blame him for that. But when I was watching this, it looked like one of those things where, like, I think there had been a fight already. It was toward the end of the game. It was like 8-3 at that point. And you just saw the goalies kind of just circling. They're like, they look kind of bored. And it became this thing of like, why not? Like, you know, I had to explain to my son, like, why did they fight? They weren't even like talking to each other. They're like all the way across the rink. So like, did you find out like after the game, like why they just decided to drop the gloves?
So I talked to Boris Babic after the game, the beauty, as he's come to be known.
Yes.
And he said that Wyrick, the Mississippi goalie, had been challenging him since the middle of the second period and kind of waving him down the ice during stoppages to meet at center and fight. So eventually it got to the point where Wyrick was waving him. At this point, Babic was kind of circling and skating his way out there. Wyrick actually went over and asked his head coach, can I fight?
That's a real question. How many goalies we got tonight? Yeah. I don't know how this is going to go.
Because the rule is, if you're a goalie and you fight, you're done. So, but both guys were done.
Wow. Yeah.
Mario Cavallari, who did not start, technically played 24 seconds of hockey, faced zero shots, and picked up a win.
Fantastic.
It was great.
Brett Wiseman, voice of the Carolina Thunderbirds, joining us. Is there some of that element? I mean, I don't understand how you can have... It's one thing if you're in, like, a playoff series or you've been going against these guys for years, but, like, how can you have animosity for someone that, like, you barely even, like, can see them, and there's no way they've bumped each other at all during the game, right? They're not physically near each other during the game. Is there some element of... Folks, and I'm not taking anything away from the skill of some of the Thunderbirds or Seawolves players, but do these guys know in part they are partly there for the crowd and that they're selling tickets?
In a way, and, you know, from the actual hockey perspective of it, that had been what happened at the end of that game had been building from Friday night. Friday night was an 11-3 win for the Thunderbirds, and there were some shenanigans that went on during that game. A Mississippi player knocked the net off on purpose late in the game when Carolina had a wide open yawning cage
to add
another goal. Joe Pace is the one that knocked it off, and he's kind of notorious around the league from his time in Port Huron as being a comedian or an entertainer on
sure,
the ice.
Sure.
Someone who kind of stirs things up a little bit. And towards the end of that game, there was an offsides.
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
And Dawson Baker and Joe Pace got into it. Dawson imitated Pace and knocked the net off its moorings on purpose, pointing at Joe Pace. They got into it. And then there was kind of a fracas. And then kind of in the midst of it all, Boris and Blake Wyrick had their fist bumping center ice pillow fight. But, you know, it had been building for some time. Even before that, Justin Bione for Carolina had taken a hit up high that was not called a penalty. So Carolina really for the rest of the game felt like they had to defend themselves from anything and everything that that this expansion team was going to bring at them, trying to you know send a message and establish themselves. And the fun part is there's 14 more meetings between these teams this season.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things was there was a fight right before that. And the PA announcer just says, you know, after the fight's over, he says, you don't get that at a baseball game. And the crowd went nuts. It was a great crowd. And then the goalie fight happened. So everybody got revved up for the first fight. Then the goalie fight happened. And then after that, like literally at the exact moment, right across the street from the Fairgrounds Annex is the Wake Forest football game is happening. And after the goalie fight, the PA announcer comes on and goes, well, you don't get that at a Wake Forest football game. And just brought the house down. So that was just an incredible, incredible thing to witness for myself. Son's first hockey game.
Brett, we're a little bit short on time. My producer's very upset with me. Actually, Victoria didn't get upset, but she just she watches out for me. But very quickly, I know that your father has worked in sports here for a long time, and you're standing on your own 2 feet of your sports career. How did you decide to go the broadcasting route when he's been such a great writer?
Well, Steve's been great. He's actually my uncle.
Oh, my uncle. I knew that.
It's all good. But yeah, Steve's always been fantastic to me, and I said this in my write-up when I took the job. I knew in fifth grade when I was watching the 09 final and I heard how Doc Emrick was describing the game, I pointed at my TV and said, that's who I want to be right there. So I've known for a while that's what I wanted to do. I went to App State for broadcasting, and here we are.
Very cool. Check him out on Twitter, Broadcast Brett. Check out the Carolina Thunderbirds broadcast. Who knows? Maybe we'll get another goalie fight. We appreciate it. Keep bringing the energy to all your calls, man. Great work.
Thanks, Hayes. Good to talk to you.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.